You're tuned to local radio WRFR-LP, 93.3 in Rockland and 99.3 in Camden, streaming on the web at WRFR.org. All of our programming is commercial-free and produced by volunteers from the Midcoast community. Our funding comes from listener support and local business sponsors.
This is the Penobscot Bay Report, and we are here to talk about things going on up and down the entire bay, from out beyond Matinicus to up beyond Bucksport. Because where do you think, where does Penobscot Bay begin? Does it begin in Snowmelt, up near Mount Katahdin? Does it begin at Sears Island, where the river becomes a bay, and the bay becomes a river? Well, be that as it be, that's the only bay we've got. We got to live by it here. So there's no point in doing anything but learning how it works from one end to the other, however we define those ends, and doing what we can to make sure that the bay is a large wild thing, maintains its integrity. This is the Penobscot Bay Report. As is often said on this show, understanding the life cycles of the different wild animals that make up our ecology, that make up the planetary biosphere, is very important, not only to know the larger picture of the general biosphere, the general geography of an area, but also to know how the individual animals themselves act, how they live, how they reproduce, how they survive, in hopes that as we, unfortunately, as a species, force the climate to change ways that these animals hadn't really planned for, that if we understand them well, we may be able to figure out how to save them, how to rescue them from the sad fruits of our own sort of petrochemical excesses of the 19th and 20th centuries. Now, one person that's been considering this in our area, Kaylin Darney. She is a student who has become someone that very much cares about the wildlife of our planet. And one way to illuminate people about this, she volunteered to read one of the books that will inform you as to how the life on our planet lives, some particular sort of wildlife, so that in the understanding of that, we will understand the greater ecosystem, because it takes looking at the small individual parts of an ecosystem to be able to understand the greater part. And now let's find out what it means when the emperor lays an egg.
The Emperor Lays an Egg, written by Brenda Z. Guberson, illustrated by Joan Paley, publisher Henry Holt and Company, New York. In late May, as an icy winter wind blows across Antarctica, a mother emperor penguin lays an egg. Plop! To keep the egg from freezing, she catches it on her feet and covers it with a flap of skin. Then, shuffle, shuffle, scoop. The father uses his beak to quickly move the egg to his own feet. He cuddles it against the bare spot on his fat body. Tucked into his brood pouch, the egg is safe and warm. The mother has not eaten for the 6 weeks since the penguins arrived at the breeding ground, or rookery. She is exhausted and hungry, but all around her the surface of the ocean has frozen into thick ice. To find something to eat, she must travel 90 miles to the open sea. With small, stiff wings, the emperor cannot fly, so she waddles in a line with other mothers at less than 1 mile an hour. Waddle, waddle. In the cold darkness, she climbs up a bumpy slope and struggles around a long, jagged crack. Finally, she sees a field of slick ice and toboggans on her white belly to speed up the 4-day trip. Swoosh, swoosh. All the other wild creatures have left the Antarctic. The wind is too cold and the sun does not shine during the long, dark months of winter. But the father emperor stays behind with thousands of other fathers. Each of them takes care of an egg, but none of them have a nest. Instead, they walk carefully, shuffle, shuffle, while they balance their eggs on their feet. It is such a strong instinct that one emperor who doesn't have an egg shuffles around with a chunk of ice about the size of a softball. To save his energy during the first 20 days, the father stands as still as a fire hydrant on the very same spot of ice. His 80-pound body is covered with curved feathers and a thick layer of blubber to keep him warm. There is nothing to eat, but he gets some energy as his body begins to use the blubber. How whoosh! The cold wind blows snow against his tough feathers. As the snow swirls through the air, he drinks a mouthful. Screech! Whoosh! Now the wind blasts like a hurricane. It is cold enough to crack teeth and freeze water in the air. The emperor can no longer stay warm by himself. Thousands of penguins with eggs on their feet huddle together. The father is at the back of the group where there is too much wind. Shuffle, shuffle. He moves slowly around to the front for better shelter. Soon other birds move up to take his place. The temperature is minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but each emperor and his egg get a turn to warm up in the group. In spite of the careful shuffling, a few eggs break, but the father's eggs stay safe and remarkably warm at 98 degrees Fahrenheit. In July, in the middle of the worst winter blizzard, the emperor's egg is ready to hatch. Chip, chip, crack, out pops a bedraggled gray chick. The father lets the baby peek out while he cleans up the shell, but then he tucks the baby right back under. In the coldest, windiest, driest place on earth, the father has taken care of the egg for 65 days. He is running out of energy. In his throat, he can make only a small amount of the nutritious liquid called penguin's milk to spit up for the baby. With the tiny emperor still on his feet, the father waits and waits for the mother to return. After another cold week, the father finally hears the trumpet song of his mate. Toodoo, toodoo! In the frigid darkness, the mother waddles back from the sea with food for the baby. The father lets the tiny emperor out onto the ice. It is a dangerous moment. In just 2 minutes of exposure, the baby can freeze to death. Whoosh, whoosh. The chick shivers in the wind, but the mother scoops it up quickly and covers it with a warm flap of skin. The chick reaches into her throat to gobble the meal of fish and squid that she has spit up. The toodles to the baby, and the baby whistles back as they learn each other's songs. Now the father gets a vacation. He has not eaten for 115 days. And has lost half his body weight. He is thin and dirty when he finally leaves the baby to walk across the ice. After the storm, so much of the sea is frozen that it takes him 2 weeks to find an opening. When he reaches the edge of the ice, he waits to dive in. Gurgle, swish, the water is churning. Snap, a leopard seal hunts for a meal of penguin. When it is safe, the father leaps off the ice with the other hungry fathers. Splish, splash. Now the emperor's wings work like powerful flippers and he swims like a torpedo. Gulp, gulp, gulp. He gobbles up a fish and a tiny shrimp-like creature called krill. Then he takes an incredible 1,000-foot dive to find the squid that swim deep in the sea. After 3 weeks of eating, he has built up a new layer of blubber. Splat! He leaps out of the water and lands with a belly flop on the ice. He uses his beak to preen his feathers and then waddles toward the rookery with food for the baby. Now the parents take turns caring for the chick. One parent keeps the baby warm while the other travels to sea. Crack, crack, the ice in the rookery stable. But all around it, the frozen ocean shifts, splits, and refreezes. The emperors jump over crevices and climb slippery slopes to reach the water. As they travel back and forth, every meal they carry in their crops must be huge, as much as 7 pounds of food. In 5 months of feeding the chick, they are able to return with only 14 meals. In August, the red sun returns to shimmer across the ice and warm the air. As the days lighten and the long winter comes to an end, the chick grows too large to sit on his parents' feet. It is time to leave the pouch, build up some muscle, and learn to waddle and toboggan. The chick stands close to a parent for warmth or huddles in a group with other chicks. All over the rookery, fluffy gray babies try out their sharp claws on the ice. A few of them wander off by themselves and are not able to survive a late spring storm. When the short summer begins, seals, seabirds, and whales return to raise their babies. There is plenty to eat since the sun shining into the water starts a population explosion of algae, krill, and fish. The emperor parents spend more and more time in the water. By December, the 3-foot-tall chick is on its own, but is still unable to get food for itself. First, the baby needs a new coat. Fluffy gray down falls out as black and white feathers grow in, with its waterproof feathers in place. The chick is ready for the ocean. The ice is breaking up, and the young penguins find open water all by themselves. Splash, splash, splash. One after another, they dive from a great icy cliff into the sea. The mother and father fatten up again during the short summer, but their feathers have taken a beating. In February, as the emperors sit on a floating chunk of sea ice, they lose the old feathers and grow new ones, packed tightly together like tiny roof tiles. There are 80 waterproof feathers in 1 square inch. During this molt, the penguins cannot survive in the water, so they spend several more weeks without a bite to eat. Patiently, they wait for the shiny, oily, new feathers that will protect them from the bitter cold. By early April, the temperature of the autumn air is already down to minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and the ocean begins to freeze quickly. As other creatures head north, the mother and father emperors waddle south. Toodoo, toodoo! In the rookery, they trumpet and bow their heads, along with thousands of other chattering penguins. The young chicks need 6 years to grow up, but the older birds are ready to mate. They are fat and feathered, ready for winter in the Antarctic, the icy cold season when the emperors lay their eggs. The end.
You were listening to The Emperor Lays an Egg by Brenda Z. Giverson, illustrated by Joan Paley and read to you by Kaylin Darney. Kaylin Darney, thank you very much for that, and we hope that you will read more books on Ecology Forest. The Emperor Lays an Egg, very important. Now I understand a lot more about the life and times of this amazing animal.